You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. Christine Abiba's dream is to open a center, one where teens and older adults can connect across the generation divide. In this piece from San Francisco's StoryCorps booth, Abiba and Frank Kingman do just that.
I was thinking about this time we were going to have together, Christine, and I'm thinking, you're 19, and I might have 19 years left, you know. Does mortality, do you think about that at all?
I do, actually. One observation that I've made is when I go home and drive towards my house, I see all the houses lined up, but it doesn't feel real. If they feel like props or cardboard, and I could just easily push them down. I don't know how that's relevant to mortality, but it just feels like there's a lot of things that go on that don't feel real to me. And I question, what is the meaning of, being alive?
Yeah, I think when I was an adolescent, I was really morbid. And I would, try to imagine my own non-existence, what it would be like without me, and when the life went out of me, and it would terrify me, I guess, until I realized that, you know, that's the price of the ticket, you know. That's the price you pay for the ride. I went to see a counselor a couple days ago, and I've been having some issues, depression and stuff. And he said, can you think about something positive? And I mentioned gratitude. I think sometimes when my thoughts turn really dark, if I think about, you know, the kindness that I've been the recipient of, it can help pull me out of it, you know.
I've also been struggling with depressions, and I didn't really know about it. It's hard to think about, that gratitude and thinking of people that you love and all these acts of kindness to kind of break you out of that cycle. But it's hard to think of it immediately.
Well, what do you notice what triggers depression or that kind of a cycle?
Usually change. And just because I'm so attached to the thinking of things are supposed to be a certain way.
Yeah, there's a way, I guess, part of us that wants the security, you know, clings to the present and wants to extend it, you know, into the future. And it's such a futile, what they call a fool's errand, you know. Yeah, I heard this, I guess it was a Zen Buddhist talking about existence, and they talked about how, you know, you have a body of water, and then you have a waterfall, and then there's a body of water down below, you know, it's like a river comes over. And during the waterfall, you have all these individual droplets and the spray and all, and that's our time in life. And then when it hits the bottom, it all becomes part of the body of water again.
Maybe the nothingness is just collectiveness. Sure, we give meaning to the memories and the identities we have, but it's not the individual things that set us apart, but that we just have lived.